On the 70th anniversary of the Great October Socialist Revolution, Masha's grandmother, a rocket scientist, took Masha to the Church of St. John the Warrior in central Moscow to be baptized. Masha was 3.5 years old, which made her roughly 3 years older than all the other children in the church that day. Her grandmother, Galina Vasilievna, was 55, which made her roughly the age of most of the grown-ups. They were old. 55 was the retirement age for Soviet women, and you could hardly have found a 55-year-old who was not yet a grandmother, but not so old that they remembered a time when religion was practiced openly and proudly in Russia. Until recently, Galina Vasilievna had not given religion much thought. Her own mother had gone to church and had had her baptized. Galina Vasilievna had studied physics at the university, and though she graduated a few years before a course on the foundations of scientific atheism became a graduation requirement at all colleges, she had been taught that religion was the opium of the people. Galina Vasilievna had spent most of her adult life working on things that were the very opposite of religion. They were material, not at all mystical, and they flew into space. Most recently, she had been working at scientific production unit Molnia, Lightning, which was designing the Soviet space shuttle Buran, Blizzard. Her task was to create the mechanism that would allow the crew to open the shuttle's door after landing. Work on the shuttle was nearly finished. In another year, Buran would take flight. Its first test flight would be unmanned, and it would be successful, but Buran would never fly again. Funding for the project would dry up, and the mechanism for opening the space shuttle door from the inside after landing would never be used. Galina Vasilievna had always been extraordinarily sensitive to the subtle changes in the moods and expectations of the world around her, a most useful quality in a country like the Soviet Union, where knowing which way the wind was blowing could mean the difference between life and death. Now, even though all things appeared to be on track in her professional life, it was still a year until Buran took flight, she could feel that something was cracking, something in the very foundation of the only world she knew, the world built on the primacy of material things. The crack was demanding that other ideas, or better yet, another foundation, appear to fill the emptiness. It was as though she could anticipate that the solid and unmystical thing she had spent her life building would fall into disuse, leaving a metaphysical void. Galina Vasilievna may have learned that religion was the opium of the people, and she may have been told, along with the rest of the country and the world, that the Bolsheviks had vanquished organized religion. But having lived in the Soviet Union for more than half a century, she knew that this was not entirely true. Back in the 1930s, when she was a child, most Soviet adults said openly that they believed in God. The new generation was supposed to grow up entirely free of the superstitions of which religion was merely a subset, and of the heartache that made religion necessary. But then, when Galina Vasilievna was 9, the Second World War began. The Germans were advancing so fast, and the Soviet leadership appeared so helpless, that there was nothing left to believe in but God. Soon enough, the Soviet government seemed to embrace the Russian Orthodox Church, and from that point on, the communists and the clergy fought the Nazis together. After the war, the church went back to being an institution for the older generation, but the knowledge remained that in times of catastrophic uncertainty, it could be a refuge. Grandmother told Masha that they were going to church because of Father Alexander Meny. Meny was a Russian Orthodox priest for people like Galina Vasilievna. His parents had been natural scientists, and he had a way of talking to people who did not grow up in the church. He had been ordained by the Russian Orthodox Church, which ever since the war had served at the pleasure of the Kremlin, but he had his own ways of learning and teaching, and these had brought him to the brink of being arrested. Now that things were opening up slightly, Meny was on the verge of becoming spectacularly popular, gathering a following of thousands and then of hundreds of thousands, though it would still be a few years before his writing could be published in the Soviet Union. Masha did not understand much of what her grandmother told her about Father Alexander or the light in the teachings of Jesus Christ, but she did not object to going to church. November 7th was always her favorite holiday because on that day, the anniversary of the Great October Socialist Revolution, her grandmother, who for 364 days a year was a reluctant and subcompetent cook, baked pies that Masha liked to eat.